there. Thanks for joining me for episode 32 of Busy Kids Love Music, a podcast for music-loving families. I'm Carly Seifert, the creator of Busy Kids Do Piano, and I am so happy that you're here with me today. This episode is brought to you by my Busy Preschoolers Do Music course, which is my play-based pre-piano course for 3 to 5-year-olds. You can learn more about the course at busykidsdopiano.com/busypreschoolers, and I'll link to it as well in this episode's show notes. We've learned about many different instruments in past episodes of the Busy Kids Love Music podcast. We've learned about the trumpet, the flute, the cello, the double bass. Well, today we're going to learn about an instrument that I actually teach students to play, the piano. The piano was invented by Bartolomeo Cristofori in Italy in 1709. This means that a lot of the famous composers whose music you hear played on the piano today, like the piece you're listening to right now by Bach, wasn't originally composed for the piano, but for a predecessor of the piano, such as a harpsichord or clavichord. The clavichord looked similar to a piano, but the strings of the instrument were struck by a small blade of metal called a tangent. Early keyboard instruments, such as organs and clavichords, had shorter keyboards than the piano we use today. Gradually, the keyboard became longer and longer until it had 88 different notes. At first, the instrument was called the forte piano. Forte means loud in Italian, and piano means soft in Italian. The piano was given this name because it could be played either loudly or softly depending on how the pianist struck the keys, which was something new for keyboard instruments. You couldn't control the volume on a harpsichord or a clavichord very much. Later, the name changed to pianoforte and then just shortened to piano. When you press a key on the piano, it acts sort of like a wooden lever. The opposite end of the lever jumps up in the air and forces a small felt-covered hammer to press against the piano strings. This makes the sound that you hear. Now, at the same time, another mechanical part called a damper is forced up into the air. When you release the key, the hammer and the damper fall back down again, which stops the string from vibrating, and the sound ends. If you ever have a chance to look inside a grand piano when a pianist is playing, you'll kind of get a feel for how the mechanics of the piano work. Do you hear how this pianist is playing loudly and softly and everything in between on the piano? The soundboard, the large piece of wood mounted underneath the strings of a piano, amplifies the strings so they are loud enough to hear. If the soundboard of a piano is damaged, the piano won't make a sound. While the piano was invented in the early 18th century, it didn't become popular until about 50 years later. Johann Christian Bach, who was the 18th child of Johann Sebastian Bach, was the first person to play it for a public concert. Once the piano became popular in the late 18th century, many composers wrote music for the piano. Composers such as Mozart and Haydn began to write sonatas and concertos for the piano. Ludwig von Beethoven, who was a famous pianist before he became a famous composer, also wrote concertos and sonatas for the piano. Smaller pianos were made for use in people's homes as the piano began to replace the clavichord and harpsichord. In the early 19th century, the sound that the piano made became powerful enough to fill large concert halls. And during the Romantic period of music, many composers wrote music for the piano. The music these composers wrote began to be more difficult to play and was very expressive. One composer who had great influence over piano music during this time period was Franz Liszt. Liszt was considered the most awesome virtuoso pianist of his time. Virtuoso means that he was a very skilled musician. He was also a famous piano teacher and taught around 400 piano students in a time span of 40 years. He believed it was an obligation of his genius to not accept payment for his piano lessons, so he never charged his students. When other musicians criticized Liszt for not focusing on composing great symphonies like other great composers, Liszt said that he placed the piano at the top of the hierarchy of instruments because it could evoke the entire score of the orchestra, the harmony of 100 players. Liszt liked to experiment with sounds at the piano, and he transcribed music that was written for the orchestra, such as Beethoven's 9 symphonies, into piano works. The piano remains a popular instrument with a vast amount of music written for piano solo and piano concertos. Concertos are pieces where a solo pianist is accompanied by an orchestra. Piano is used in all different styles of music, including ragtime and jazz and pop music. If you head over to my website at busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/32, you'll find a link to a curated playlist on YouTube where I'll be sharing a variety of piano performances with you. Now, because there is such a vast amount of music written for the piano, it was difficult to narrow it down. But you'll find a solid variety on my playlist, including the classical style of Franz Liszt and the jazz fusion of Herbie Hancock. Again, you're going to find that at busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/32. I hope you've enjoyed learning a little bit about the piano with me today on Busy Kids Love Music. I look forward to connecting with you again in 2 weeks for more musical discoveries. Bye for now.